From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Further Father Falderall.
Look, up in the air.
It's a rocket.
It's a shooting star.
No, it's Superlative Man. Yes, Superlative Man, the greatest of all heroes. He runs faster, flies higher, and jumps further than any...
Wait, that can't be right.
Cut. What is it, Noelle?
Isn't it supposed to be he jumps farther?
No, the script says he jumps further. It's right here in black and white, see?
I'm not saying you're all wet, George. I'm saying it sounds strange. Shouldn't he jump farther?
What difference does it make?
Well, this is supposed to be a children's program after all. Shouldn't we care?
I care. I care about getting the shoot done so we can make that jitterbug contest on time.
Don't give me the high hat. This is more important, George.
I can't work like this, Tom. I'm gonna dangle.
Fine, but don't go any further than your trailer.
Father.
Today's episode was inspired by a question we got from Mary Jo in Anago, Wisconsin. Mary Jo writes,
Are there rules about when you use further and when you use farther?
Many sources say that, when referring to actual measurable distances, the two words are interchangeable.
The ball rolled further into the alley.
Or,
the ball rolled farther into the alley.
Both examples are correct. In fact, the Oxford English Dictionary entry for farther says that it is a variation of the word further. So when talking about physical distances, it's fine to use either word, but it's best to stick with it once one is chosen. But to answer Mary Jo's question more directly, the short answer is yes, there are rules. There are instances where further has some specific uses. For example,
the city council decided the annexation proposal deserved further discussion.
In this instance, the word means beyond or in addition to what has already been done. This definition is unique to further. Using farther not only would be incorrect, it'd sound strange too.
The city council decided the annexation proposal deserved farther discussion.
Further also means additional, as in this example.
For further information, please visit our website.
That's the letter of the law in a nutshell. However, the difference between further and farther is one instance where keeping things simple is probably a writer's best bet. One way never to go wrong is to reserve farther for instances that refer to physical distance, and further for when the distance is conceptual. Just remember, farther can't be spelled without the word far, and far refers to physical distance. Use further when referring to any spaces that can't be measured quantitatively.
Alicia threw the shot put 10 feet farther than Jane did.
Those additional 10 feet that the shot put traveled are a physical distance and can be measured. Therefore, reserving farther for this instance is appropriate.
George, come out. You were right. Either word was fine.
Really?
Yeah, it's all been a trip for biscuits. Turns out the words are interchangeable when referring to physical distance.
Well, that's swell. Now let's not discuss it any farther.
Further.
Nuts to you, Noelle.
What's the big idea? You just had to razz him, didn't you?
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio, see? Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford English Dictionary and follows modern English usage. You can find both at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Jen Houck is our editor, and John Pearson is our executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, learn more, give feedback, and contribute to the discussion at grammargrader.gather.com. We like your moxie.